to the Little Mo Show podcast. I'm your host, Little Mo. And of course, I always keep the couch nice and comfy with somebody sitting next to my right. And none other than the world renowned, I say, she's a philanthropist. She's a mom. She's a mogul. She's doing it big. Give it up for the woman's doing it big CEO. And I mean, she take your brand to the next level, baby. She could look, I'm gonna take a piece of hair out. She could sell this to a weave maker. Yes, Miss Tiana Vaughn Johnson.
Yes. Hello, Little Mo.
What's up? Okay, I am the brand.
Yes, I am.
I like that. So, welcome to the Little Mo podcast. We do things like real different, real laid back, real just like relatable. And we're going to kick it off with, that's what I heard. It's like a lot of things that are going on in the world today. And I want to get your insight on it, as well as, you know, talk about everything that you have going on. And then basically how you brought me in on Woman Doing It Big. And there are a lot of people like, I want her to teach me how to be a millionaire. But listen, she can lead you to the water. She can't make you drink
it. That is true.
So we'll talk about that. But let's get into the, that's what I heard. First Lady, is this your president?
That's your president.
Well, I gotta be my president.
That's your president.
I'm saying this. I'm not claiming it. So maybe I'm the one that was the one that should have.
It's your fault.
It probably is.
It's your fault.
I probably was the one last vote that probably was me. But I was just, it was just something in my spirit. I was just like, you know what? I don't know why.
And the problem is that a lot of people had that very thought.
Yeah.
But we can't do that next election.
Yeah, it's never going down like that again. I'm getting my kids fake IDs to make sure that we outrule or outnumber. It's going to be a lot of changes. But she had received a lot of backlash, not only because of her husband, and he's saying illegal immigrants, this and that, but he's like, everybody's like, bro, like, you're married to someone who doesn't even really speak that much English, so you should chill out. But she wore a jacket to go show love to the facility that they're housing all the displaced children. And on the back of the jacket, it said, I really don't care, do you?
Yeah, I saw that.
And who's the jacket by? Is it by Moschino, MCM, Fendi?
I'm sure it's someone
Dolce
really
Gabbana, but
high priced.
It was a poor choice, especially for, you know, where she was visiting.
Well, you know, that's tough because everything is absolutely scrutinized. You're the first lady, everything. I mean, from her hats to her shoes to her jeans, everything is going to be scrutinized. But I think in that moment, I think that was not the proper attire for that situation. But the whole administration is messy. So, you know, you think Melania is like, you know, the only one with a little bit of sense, but... Yeah. Clearly
and
not in this
case. Just when we were rooting for you, you do something like this. But I'm like, I'm not defending, but we know she don't pick out her own clothes.
Right. And she should have flipped it around and read the back, though.
Yeah, or she should have wore some, I don't, maybe a damn Carl Kanai sweatsuit. Or something. Like, I'm trying to think what she could have done different. And after that, it's honestly no way to kind of redeem. Because now it's just
over.
Like, we were rooting for you.
Right.
And
it was
lost
over.
Their hearts. But a lot of people, they said the jacket caused commotion, and I'm still trying to find out the stylist's name. And nobody stepped forth and basically raised their hand and said, listen, I was the one that picked it out. It was my bad, my mistake. You know what else is crazy, too? Just so much going on the internet. Permit Patty.
Oh, my God. I did hear about her.
I didn't know that she was part of the weed industry, though.
Right, Permit
Not
Patty.
Weed. Sis lost a lot of sponsors or people that helped her with her business, which was Treat Well Health. It was a cannabis product company, and I don't know if they had edibles or just the actual weed that they, like, here, come and get your Snoop Dogg and your Wiz Khalifa, whatever the case may be. But she was acting like she was on the... Now, she said she was playing. Somebody was like, no, you wasn't playing. She was harassing a young little 8-year-old African-American young girl selling water who wanted to raise money so her mom could take her to Disney World. Now, somebody said, now, she worried about her selling her water, but when Lil, what the boy name is that selling lemonade?
I know who you're talking about.
When he sells his lemonade, ain't nobody tell.
Right.
And everybody know it'd be too sugary because I just suck on my diabetes. They talking about my diabetes is acting up. But I always thought that when you see little kids hustling, we all know that them kids that be selling candy bars in the corner, that ain't for no damn football team.
Right.
First, I know
on the train.
Yes. We already know that, you know, y'all just trying to make some extra money. The candy probably be stolen. Needless to say, when it's a child, we always are learned to instill, you know, core values of just like, you know, you got to go out there and get it. But this young girl was trying to do that with all these people and on their phone and just telling and stuff that's going on. What do you think about that?
See, I think the Trump administration era really opened up a lot of doors to this type of stuff.
Gotcha.
Because if you think back before Trump got into office, we didn't have all these types of little racial weird, just these little, and maybe we did, but it wasn't as publicized as it is now. Now they just like coming for us, you know, coming for everybody, and it's terrible.
Like she said, she's 8 years old and she needs a permit to sell what? I said, like, seriously? But I know she, one thing I love too is, I wish we all stuck together as much as, like, not when it's just tragedy.
I agree.
But
I agree.
Everything, if we really stuck together the way we've been sticking together.
Absolutely.
Even though June was a crazy month with Permit Patty and the First Lady, and last but not least, the 15-year-old who is,
now that's killed, tough. That's tough.
In the Bronx by machete. Everybody's saying, you know, justice for Junior.
Right.
Since then, they've detained how many? Seven of them?
I think eight.
But they were saying, listen, shut the store. I think the store has been shut down. But they was like, no. People said, David, dig it. Don't just shut down the store. Take away their license so they can't open no
another
else.
Store.
Mm-hmm. Make them all suffer. And then I've heard people say, it's like, okay, if Trump gonna deport anybody, get them up.
Right.
That's who you need to deport. Right. Everybody, not animals.
Right.
But that vicious murder of that young child for it to be mistaken identity. But the video that I just saw earlier today was of the, I think it was five that they have now, seven accused. They were being ready because they've all been convicted. And I think they've been convicted of first degree murder. Those are children too. Their life, they've not
it's
only
sad.
Destroyed Junior's family.
It's sad.
Their families are destroyed. And just judging by what they look like, they ain't got no money. Like,
it's sad.
You could see that's they're totally thrown away. But they went from gangsters and savages to tears. Like one of them was just weeping. He wasn't crying, just like, I'm gonna eat this, y'all.
Right.
Like he was so destroyed. These young kids, what do you think is up with
them? Well, I'm from the Bronx, so this definitely hit home.
Okay.
You know, but you know what? It's so common. It's so, you know, I don't like going back to the Bronx sometimes.
I don't like,
you know, you going on a corner, it's not safe. And I have brothers still in the Bronx, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, I look at it like that could have been one of my brothers, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's scary to think that you can't send your child to the grocery store. Like, what did he go get? Like a quart of water and some chips? Like, damn. And then he's not coming home, you know?
Can you imagine that?
That's tough.
He's not ever coming home. That's, I mean, like, just let that sink in because I have sons. And I always, honestly, it's just so many things with this story that just hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Even though he was 15, my daughter's 15. I'm like, I don't like her going anywhere by herself. Because I always just feel like you always should have somebody with you just in case.
Right.
Just in case.
Absolutely.
And I know that there's so many things that they wish that they can do over again. And mainly, you know, they say one of the gang people from the alleged people who ordered the hit on a young man, which was mistaken
identity.
Do you feel that they said it was all over allegedly? A girl was videotaped.
I saw that.
Having consensual sex. And then I guess they saw the video and
wanted to go find that kid. Yeah.
Do you think the girl should be charged as well? Because, or does anybody think, do y'all think she should be charged? Like,
That's tough.
Because she's the honestly.
I get
that's
it.
That's like that Emmett Till shit.
Right.
He whistled at me, now he's dead. And be like, no,
right,
he really whistled
right.
at me.
That's tough, you know? I think, too, a lot of the young people, they take it too far. Like, I'm scared to have a fight because I feel like if I punch you the wrong way, you might die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or
so it's like,
cops, like,
but the way they were like, they just like you, like.
But the way the store owners gave him up, like he I didn't get to see. I didn't even want to watch the whole thing because I was just like, it's just like I want to be empathetic, but it's so much on social media that I see. I'm just like, dang. Like first, this I done seen the murders of the Castile and the reenactment.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that. I couldn't watch that one.
All the stuff where they choke so much stuff. It's just like, man, it's just death after death, murder after murder. I saw the XXXTentacion.
Yes.
That where he was gasping for his last breaths of air. So this. When I saw him jump over the counter, I couldn't watch anymore. But I read the stories where they said the guy pointed him out and they drug him out of the store and was slicing him. Like, are you kidding me? But what's crazy is more stuff came out a couple of days before that. They did the same thing to another teen, but that teen got away. But he's in critical condition.
Not at the same store. Just in general.
The same gang.
Oh.
But I don't think it was, I don't remember if they said the same store or not, but that gang must terrorize that neighborhood. So with that, it's like, from the president to the residents, what the hell?
It's sad, you know? I think too, like, I applaud a lot of the celebrities that did go, and Lala went, Carmelo went, and a lot of different celebrities went to just really like loan their celebrity to bring light. Yeah. But to your point, I think that we do that, and then a week, 2-3 weeks later, we're on to the next, off to the next thing.
Really sad. I think right now it's what is it? It's like when devastation, when trauma happens, you're like overwhelmed, but you got to keep busy.
Absolutely.
So, but once it really settles in, when it dies down,
right.
Then it's just like, and I don't think that was devastating.
Yeah, it was tough.
I would never want to, I don't know, I don't ever want to have to deal with anything.
Right. And then he wasn't even the person. I think that makes it so much harder. Like,
he was a good kid.
Right.
It's like, do you think, I see the comment section, people are like, yeah, they should ride to hell, death to them, they're going to be... Do you think that's the right answer?
Well, I think we have to now look at the gang members and look at their backgrounds and what they've been through. And no excuse for it.
No excuse.
But why are they in a gang? Why do they have this mentality? Why are they cutting people? What? Let's go to their home.
It was like from age 16 to what, 22?
They young
were
men.
All so young.
So what's going on in their minds where they're out with knives and like we have to like do some research
and
on
not
that.
Even in fear of the law.
Not at all.
Not
cameras,
they not fear
everything.
God and right. They don't fear
right.
The law. But now just to see them with tears rolling down their eyes, I'm like, yeah, once that reality starts setting in.
They're going down.
It's over. It's over. So that's how many lives lost. That's about
And what about the ones that, okay, because I don't know, I couldn't watch all of it, but I'm sure that there was some that didn't actually do the cutting.
Yeah.
So what about
the accessories?
Right. They going down too?
Yep. Mm. And the getaway drivers, and I think the stoners, and honestly, I think the little girl, because she... Anytime, it's always a seed that's planted. Listen, she was out there. I'm just let it be known.
She's getting death threats and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know what she expects after that.
First of all, why are you on camera? Let's just talk about that.
Where was her? Where the parents?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Why were you on camera getting screwed?
Yeah, by
anyway.
More than one person, and then going. That's the part I'm trying to figure out. Why did the other guys join in? Were those brothers? Does anybody know? Were those brothers of hers? What made them, like, we're going to kill this guy? Like, they just devastated a whole nation. It's just so much going on. But how do you think, just like with everything as a whole, because social media, it is what it is.
It is.
Now they got it where you could call people on Instagram.
I didn't even know that. Really?
Yeah,
that's new?
As long as you ain't got your... Listen, people say, don't call me on here because...
oh, gosh.
But I always said, I think social media is going to get to a point where they're going to just have people popping up at the house. Now you can send your location. That kind of stuff scares me. How do you build brands around things like social media? It's like...
It's tough. Well, branding is something that entrepreneurs, we have to do, but... Yeah. We also have to be mindful. Like, I think that where we are right now in this day and age, people are all into reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reality boom, you've been on reality shows. It came, 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago.
And they didn't think it was going to last.
They did not think it was going to last. And it's here. And I said this 10 years ago. I said, reality is here and it's here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at everything now, I think IG now has IGTV. I said, okay, everybody
going
to have their own show.
Everybody got their own show.
Everybody got the little hashtag IGTV.
And then they have suggested. What you need to watch.
Right. I'm not mad at it. But, you know, what the advertisers are now finding that, you know, people's content is going viral. We can stick our commercials in it. It's more, you know, so it's all a big money game, but it's all branding. It's all part of it.
So let's talk to Tiana Von Johnson. I know there may be people out there wondering, well, who is Tiana? Not only are you a great friend of mine, but in a few words, tell people who you are, what you do. Because you are a woman that is really doing it big. And since the day I've met you, I'm just like, yo, she really be leveling people up. Like, you don't just have retreats or weekends or empowering summits, panels, discussions, and things just for women to just come spend their money. And just like, no, them Jones really be therapeutic.
Yeah, yeah.
They helped me numerous times.
Yeah,
and you be getting some good people up there. Who is Tiana Von Johnson?
Well, Tiana Von Johnson is a young girl from the Bronx who just had a dream. I was that person, no silver spoon in her mouth, mother's house, father's house, been through things, mother on welfare. And I was that person that when I looked at life, I just was like, I just can't be average. I can't be ordinary. Ordinary wasn't in my blood. And so when I got old enough, everybody said, go down that normal course of life, go to school, get a good job. And I was like, that's nice and cool, but there's some type of other greatness in me. Yeah. Fast forward, at 26 years old, working this 9-to-5 job, I said, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. There's something else that's supposed to be there for me. And I quit my job. A year later, I was the only African-American female on Wall Street, made my first $1 million by 27 years old. And the rest is history. And so today, and when I did that, I don't want to say I did it selfishly, but I did it I didn't know what I was doing. I tell people, I didn't know a quick or a book. I didn't know what I was doing. Checks was rolling in so fast, I couldn't cash them. I said, that's a good problem to have, right?
Hello.
But in doing that and watching, I'm like, I had no mentors. My parents didn't give me any really. My father was an entrepreneur, but he was like a hustler, you know? So I didn't really have any mentors. So as I started to build my empire, I said, man, there's so many people that don't know these things. So, or I wish that I had a me when I was 27. So I think I became that me to a whole lot of people in the world.
So working on Wall Street, like, that's major. Like, how did you get there?
And you know what? From the Bronx, I'd never been down to Wall Street. Wall Street is but so big.
I didn't even think there was black people.
For a long time, you probably couldn't find any black. Yeah. Let me tell you, when I was there 10 years, I would go out for lunch. I would look around. I didn't see many people. Absolutely. But when I walked my foot on Wall Street, I said, I'm going to make my first $1 million here. And I did. And so I'm that risk taker. I'm that person that's always trying to find that area where nobody is. I like going down those dark places that people are afraid to go. Like, I just broke into the gaming industry. Like, I'm doing my own line of entrepreneurial themed games. Why? Because nobody's doing it. Everybody's doing the same brands over and over and over again. I'm like, no, I just want to do something different. So, but I got down there and it was really just that thing. Now I'm in a 2-bedroom, $1,200 a month, little hole in the wall building in the Bronx. And now I'm down on Wall Street, all this luxury real estate. And I'm looking around like, this is like, oh my God. Yeah. So I got my start in real estate in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And you did, because you used to sell some homes to a lot of celebrities.
Absolutely.
As well.
And that's before I did this thing called branding. So I was just an agent, right? But when being a regular real estate agent wasn't sexy enough, I was like, what if I branded myself as a celebrity real estate agent? Mm-hmm. And I did that, and I ain't have not one celebrity client, right? They say fake it till you make it. I say faith it till you make it, right?
Hello?
So I'm straight faith in it, right? So I'm like, I'm a celebrity. But I got my heels on. I'm clicking up and down Wall Street like, yeah, I'm a celebrity real estate agent. And then the celebrity started to call, right? Mm-hmm. So I tell people sometimes with branding, you have to put that energy and that perception out. Absolutely. And just start being that. You know, I start telling myself, I'm a millionaire. I'm going to make my first $1 million here. And then just let that thing build. Yeah. So I built my brand. I've worked with Alicia Keys, Jamie Foxx. My firm sold properties too. So Keanu Reeves. But that's because I put that out there and I started to build. So imagine this, 27 years old, black woman. There's no other black women, probably a few men on Wall Street. I opened up this real estate company, Gold Star Properties.
They probably thought you was crazy.
They did. Everybody thought I was crazy.
That's when you know you're on the right track.
Absolutely. And that's what I had to do. So build it up in real estate and then the rest is history.
How did you get the support? Because it's not easy. Even when you do your empowerment weekends, I'm just like, yo, like, how do you
it's
do
tough.
It?
It's tough.
Yeah, people going to send their money in. And I'm just like,
no, it's tough. Like, but what I tell people, if you master the art of learning how to fill rooms and getting people to say yes, you're there, you know? It don't be easy. But I was just that person that just had to like figure things out. Like, I didn't really have any mentors. I didn't really have anybody to show me the way, but I'm a risk taker. So it's all about just trying something and just stepping out there.
Was there ever a time where you was just like, man, my fearlessness and my faith, there's always that one point where people, where they want to give up.
I've been there. And going back to even what you said about not having the support. So I've been there where I made my first $1 million. My mother stopped speaking to me.
Really?
Like, until this day. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's tough. So I see everybody with their moms and I'm like,
you know?
Are you serious? Yeah. Yeah. And then my family stopped speaking to me. Like, I talk to no family members. And then I'm like, all right, so the family, they want to be funny. Surely my friends going to be there. All the friends cut me off too. So imagine I'm looking around like I'm so humble. So even though I'm making money and I'm doing things, I'm like, but I just wanted to get out the Bronx and build and go across the water to Jersey and live.
You know what's crazy is?
They didn't want to hear that.
That's honestly how I listen to Cardi B say a lot of times. I just wanted to leave the Bronx and show people I could make it. Like, people didn't believe. Like, why do y'all hate me? What did I do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same experience.
when you come from family, or when you just come from just like certain walks of life, just like that hustler spirit and that's in you, like you said, that would you say you get that mainly from your
my
dad?
My father, yep.
But do y'all still speak?
Yeah, we still speak.
Okay, so you and your dad. Is
but cool. But even my father, like I was a daddy's girl, so when
that's
I got of age, right?
Like, I would have a
right. So when I was of age and my father was like, all right, I'm going to get married, moving to Florida. I was like, but wait, daddy, wait. Yeah. So I always yearn for that. Even in men, even in my dating world, like I've been single for what year we in, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's tough because I do look for that love that my father gave me, you know, that thing that my father instilled in me. Yeah. But it's tough when you don't have the support. Support is very, very tough.
People don't
you
understand.
Have to be self-motivated, you know? So I tell people, no matter how much I train you, no matter how much I teach you, no matter how much I give you to build your empire, if you don't have that will to wake up every morning and go and keep going, if you don't have that will to know that you're going to get broken down, people don't even stab you behind your back. They look in you
they
in your
face. They would have a knife in your damn face on camera.
Right, on camera, on like, Facebook, yes. Live. They don't care, you know? So, but yeah, but not having the family, not having the friend support, really trying to do this thing called entrepreneurship is extremely tough. So I tell people, unless you're ready to get bloody and go through this thing, then you might as well just stay at your 9-to-5 job.
Damn. So you did 10 years on Wall Street.
Then yep, 10 years on Wall Street. So within that time frame, I was just like looking at all these different women that I don't want to say left behind, but that I saw that was still in the Bronx just doing nothing. Like all their focus was like the Chinese buffet. Like that was it. They just, we going to Chinese buffet and we go to the movies. It's like, right.
Yo.
And no offense, like I love them, but I saw past the Chinese buffet and I just wanted to do things differently. I wanted to live that life. And so you do have to like make that decision and leave people behind. But it was very, very tough.
What was one of the toughest decisions you think you've had to make thus far?
Ooh, it's a lot of decisions. But even making that decision to walk away from people that you love and I didn't really fight for it. You know, sometimes I think back like, man, should I have, you know, continued to help my mother and continue? And then I deal with a lot of people in my family with depression, bipolar. You know, it's like running rampant. But, you know, what I learned, especially in this walk with entrepreneurship, you can't make other people's problems your problems. Yeah. So when I walked away from family and friends, I walked away and I just had to just say, you know what, Tiana, if you want to do this thing, you have to. And it's tough because it becomes that lonely at the top thing, you know, then who can you trust? Who, you know, so it's that whole thing. I'm sure you experience that, but
every day
it's hard.
So different things that you've branded, because I have so many TVJ products at my house.
Right.
Just let the world know some of the things that you have your hands
absolutely
on.
So after I built my multi-million-dollar real estate company, I started to coach. Because I'm like, man, I can really teach people some things. So
you are real motivational.
I built, in 3 years, I built the $7 million coaching business from scratch, you know. And in that, I get to train entrepreneurs all around the world. I've had several TV deals when I was building my brand on Wall Street. I signed a deal with NBC Universal.
Okay.
Currently in contract with a couple of major networks to do some stuff. You know, because I think right now it's all about female CEOs. You know, people are really big on
really
that right now.
For women.
Absolutely.
And honestly, it's much needed.
It is needed.
Now. A lot of people think that, the only time y'all band together is when it's trauma, destruction, or, you know, these movements that they have. And I'm just like, no, there are some. Well, I love when they have the girl bosses link up.
Absolutely.
Or women doing it big.
Right.
Or women doing business together and coming together and networking and realizing that, she thinks she's cute. Yeah, I am cute. And let me tell you how you could be cute, too. Because
right.
You know what I'm saying? Just getting all the products and getting everyone in one room and getting them on the same page.
Absolutely.
And to show that you can level up. Have you gotten any resistance from anybody? Like, have you told somebody, this is the formula, da-da-da-da-da, and they've not paid attention, and they think
all the time. All the time. All the time.
Because I've seen you literally here, boom, boom, like, break it down.
I've done it.
Size of a salt mustard seed.
Right.
And it still goes over people's heads.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think I used to take it home with me when I'm really trying to help people. And that's even why I started my Women Doing a Big conference.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I just want to help. I just want to help. By the way, I have a Women Doing a Big magazine, too. I have it in the back. So, you know.
I want to do a Women Doing a Big TV show.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes.
Something.
Absolutely. And so, yeah. So it was just that thing that really, to your point of women's empowerment, like we should be empowering each other. But it's so much jealousy. It's so much, you know, hate. People really. Really don't want
to
see you win.
You.
Absolutely, it's
they
like
would hate the most.
They really like not really happy for you. What's that about?
That's honestly sad. Do you have? So I know we just did the conference in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
Do you have any more coming up this year, or what's next?
Absolutely. Right now, I'm actually on tour, so okay. I made it my business for the summer to train 15,000 entrepreneurs. So I have I Am The Brand Tour. You can go to IamTheBrandTour.com. Okay. And I've just decided to pick out 15 countries and cities where I'm going to go and just teach people that's ready to learn and ready to build their million-dollar empires.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to see how, like, just tell us some success stories. And, oh, matter of fact, I was just waiting to make sure that we had it here. When we come back, we're going to show you a surprise. Because ain't no sense in talking about it if you can't see what we're talking about. All right, Boys and Little Mo Show and Tiana Von Johnson, when we return. Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo, and to the right of me, I have the lovely Tiana Von Johnson. And before we took a break, she told me so many things about what is your actual title? Brand strategist, multi-million dollar mogul?
I call myself the million dollar brand strategist.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I like how when they brought products out, one thing I love and I always remember about you is your name is on
everything. Absolutely.
That's so dope. Like, and from the pencils. From the pencils.
Yes.
Like, what made you get to that point?
Just you,
like,
you know what it is?
Because people remember it?
Well, you know what it is? One of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs make is they forget that they are the brand first. So that's why the shirt, I Am The Brand. So entrepreneurs really have to understand that you're the brand first. And when you're the brand first, then you brand your name. You brand you first. Mm-hmm. And then everything that you do turns to gold.
Yeah, like, it has... Write the vision, make it plain. It has a Bible scripture and Tiana Von Johnson. And then we have the t-shirts. Like, this is so cute. Like, I love your gift bags. You don't even know. Half the time when you're like, I want you to do this. Yeah, I'm going to come through. I be wanting to go because the food's going to be good.
Right.
She's going to make sure you eat. Not only is the your staff, everyone's going to treat you with so much respect, but, like, just the overall, like, an experience. So if you ever have the chance to experience Tiana Von Johnson's workshops or anything, are they just solely for women?
No,
are
you gonna, no. And you know what? Okay. It's so, I'm so glad you brought
Master
that up.
P came
yeah,
to
Master
one.
P did come, but even in that, it was still a room
How
full
did
of women.
You get Master damn P.
That's a trick. You have to come to a class to get that.
Gotcha.
But that's I don't want to call it a trick, but it's a strategy in how you get celebrities attached to your brand. Something I teach called celebrity attachment. So I Am The Brand Tour. I'll teach
you all
about
it. But that's dope because people think, absolutely. Oh, I'm going to just slide them a DM. No.
See, one thing all my celebrity friends know about me, I don't come with no mess. I think you said it one time too. Yeah. So it's really about, like, I respect levels. Like, I'm big on that. Yeah. And then going back to what you said, I believe in people being treated well because then they come back. Like you come back, you know?
Anytime you call, as long as I'm available, I'm there because not what you say, what you do is how you make people
absolutely.
Feel. And it's just always a lot of love in the room. And I just love how you keep it on point. Nope, let's keep it moving. And if you miss out, that's good.
That's it.
You don't be strolling there late. Some people have events. He's like, well, where's the host? Where's the person?
Right.
Tiana be right there grinding in her heels. And then she have her nice little Chanel flats.
Right on the side.
Something to the side.
Absolutely.
But it's gonna be right there. And this is the one I think everybody should buy. I don't want to have No Broke Conversations.
And that t-shirt was made because I tell people all the time, your decisions decide your wealth, right?
Gotcha.
Every day you get to decide what you're doing, who you're talking to. And a lot of times people spend so much time.
Would you allow people to say to you?
Absolutely. A lot of times people spend too much time having broke conversations.
And broke conversations don't even have to be about money.
Absolutely.
Hello? Sometimes you're sitting around worrying about somebody else's business. There's sometimes when people be trolling and say crazy things, clout chasing and talking crazy to me. And I say, you wrote all of that. You know you could have tried to find a cure for cancer.
Hello.
You could have found a new way to make paper mache. Like, you could have did so many different things. But you typed that. You woke up. Because then I always look at what time they sent it. And I said, they're miserable. Because anybody that's up between the hours of 6 and noon, that's not making sure their kids are straight off to school. Or I can't do broke conversations.
No.
My thumbs won't even work. I don't speak broke. I'm allergic to it. And I'm going to tell you, broke don't, is that, to me, that's a state of mind.
Absolutely.
That's a mentality.
Absolutely.
People think, oh, I'm not broke. Because I'll tell you in a minute, I'll be like, no, I ain't got no money. No, I got money. I just don't want to spend it.
Hello.
I'm just like, yo, I just want to save.
Budget for everything. I don't have it in the budget.
Yeah,
that budget, I don't have it in that budget.
Exactly, because there's a lot of people that will try to overcharge you and under.
Absolutely.
You know, under supply or under deliver. But one thing about me is, like, I'm going to make sure you get your money's worth and then some. And I'm just like, I love everything that you have. Like, she got a puzzle. So this is a part of what packaging.
So this, I have vision boards. I have vision journals, as you can see here. Okay. So this is really all the entrepreneurial type tools that I create is really so entrepreneurs can be inspired to do the work.
I love these kind of books. Like,
yeah, do the work and write your vision and write your goals. I write every single day. I write my goals for the day, for the week, for the quarter, for the year. And that's the way that I'm able to do so much. People say, Tiana, how do you run your empire? Because I'm very structured. Everything has to be structured. Everything's a strategy. Everything is a plan.
Now, and with that, how many people does it take to run the Tiana Von Johnson?
What I tell people is that you have to have a team. So,
exactly.
Yes, I know who my production people are. I know who my graphics person is. I know who's doing my hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have that balance of who's coming together to pull it off.
Yes.
So I think that's important for entrepreneurs. But in terms of the brain of the operation, and one of the other things that's critical is that masterminding. So my coaching program is also comprised of a mastermind, which is the retreat you came to.
Got you.
And in masterminding, this is when you get to sit with other entrepreneurs and like-minded individuals, because one of the things that I found when I travel the world, people don't have another entrepreneur to talk to because you're having broke conversations. Who are you talking to about money? You can't get money if you're going to talk to people that never made $1 million.
Hello?
You can't talk to me if you haven't made over $1 million because you're not qualified. We don't speak the same language.
We don't speak checks and deposits.
Hello?
Because there's a lot of people that they don't realize what you accept and what you allow will continue.
Absolutely.
So if you continue to have meaningless, pointless conversations, you can't be mad when a year later you're in the same circle and rut and hole that you dug yourself.
Absolutely.
You allowed it and you can't continue to lie. And it's not about sitting around talking about, tell me how to get to $1 million. Damn that. I could tell you how to get $1 million, but how you going to keep it? How you going to maintain it? People think that having money is just keep on falling in. Trust me, I first started writing records, I was like, ooh, the big bucks start rolling.
Coming
and
in.
Then you'd be like, oh, shoot, I ain't playing for this. So then you get around people that say, no, you got to invest in this. You got to do that. You got to make sure.
Absolutely.
That putting stuff up for a rainy day, that's real.
Absolutely.
Like, that's real. And with identity theft and stuff like that, it's been so many things that I've been through. And we've all made financial mistakes, but there's no reason why the mistake should continue when you're surrounded by people who refuse to have broke conversations. And you have the woman doing a big magazine.
Absolutely.
What made you do magazine when everybody says print, nobody prints no more, everything is digital, online, they want to see it, scroll, and keep it moving.
See, I'm that person that still goes against the grain. While everybody's walking away from print, absolutely. You sit down, you look, and I think from a branding standpoint, my magazines are in Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, on the newsstand. So from a standpoint of leveraging my brand, that's still good for me.
But
I love how
I turn every page, and just like Oprah is the cover of Oprah, Tiana is the cover of her magazine.
Hello.
That's why I never understood, how do people do a magazine or a book and they got everybody else's face on it but they own?
Right.
I love that. Who are some of your mentors, or who are some of your, like, people?
Well, right now, I love spiritual leaders. Like, I love all things. It's not just one person. I love people that's bringing a balance, spiritual. I love people that are, like, moving and shaking, even artists that are moving and shaking. I'm attracted to anybody, especially my women, female women's empowerment, that are just about doing something. And even if you're not, if you don't, because there's a lot of people behind the scenes that's doing some great things, you know?
And people, but there's so many people who want to be seen because of social media.
No.
But there's some people that are behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Make the ones that you see propel to the top.
And that's also why, and Women Doing a Big Magazine, I'm trying to highlight those people that don't get that light, that don't get that shine, that people don't talk about, you know?
Are you ever, because I know, like, Essence Fest, do you ever do any things at those?
I'm working on. I always have a big conference around Essence Fest.
That's how about this. Okay.
Prayfully, I can go next year. But even stuff like that,
it's
big time.
Your retreats and your workshops,
yeah, I love it.
Just as, lit. Like, that's what I'm saying. When did you say the next one was, or how can we keep
So updating? The I Am the Brand Tour, I'm on tour 15 cities, 15 countries. I actually have my Women Doing It Big is March 2nd. So we want you to come back.
Okay, we'll be there. That's why I'm just like, I love how like we plan.
Absolutely.
Don't wait till February, tell them I need you here 2 weeks. You're like, all right. Right. Sometimes it happens like that, but for the most part, you already have it.
Absolutely.
Mapped out how you want to move. And what's some of the things that you could give people that certain people, it goes over their heads, but if you can leave the people with something, and I'll get your website and
absolutely.
Instagram handles and Facebook and all that information, but if you can leave somebody is like this close, you don't want them to give up. You want them to keep pushing, but it's a lot of fear.
Absolutely.
For the person that wants to go hard.
Absolutely.
How do they get rid of that?
Fear is that thing that will definitely hold you back. But here's what I tell people. One of my secret sauces to success was never waiting for an opportunity. I create them. So just like the magazine, I wasn't on enough covers. So what did I do? Made the magazine, put myself on the cover.
Hello.
You know, I didn't wait for a gaming deal. I created the game and then put my own deal out, you know. So my TV shows, I didn't wait for a television network to say, hey, we like you. I created the television show. My documentary, I didn't have a documentary. I put one together, put it out there. And we have plenty of platforms to do that stuff now.
Yeah.
You know, so
there's
so
literally no excuse.
There's no excuse. No excuse. So I tell people, you want to act, write the movie. Get the script. Get the script writers. You know, so do not limit yourself. Fear is going to come, but you have to just start to be that person that's not just sitting back waiting for opportunities, but creating them.
I know that's right. And then, but there are people that say, well, how do I create an opportunity? I always tell people, just do it.
Just
do it. If you
think
about it, people don't realize how powerful the mind is and how easy it is to just do it. Just start. And if you don't succeed the first time, try again.
And who do you know that's good at writing scripts? Because you don't have to, you know, I tell people how to write a book in 2 weeks. Everybody should have a book. I tell people that all the time. Right. Get a book. And if you don't know how to write, record it, audio record it, then transcribe it, you know, then get an editor, put it together, self-publish your book. Why are you waiting for somebody to give you a book deal, you know? So it's that type of stuff that I encourage people to do.
Thank you so much for like all of this information. I know I wish I had two more hours because I just really love how you give people the game and you break it down where it's not so, and so we have to transmogrify and externalize and be like,
right,
what?
Just right.
Let them know,
do
like,
this.
Yo,
this
like,
is what
boom,
you got to do.
Like,
right.
Do you realize the sacrifices that this woman has made? Like, she literally, like, I'm speaking in your honor because you sacrificed your family, your friends, like people turned their back on you all because you had a dream,
right?
But you kept on marching. I know there are countless nights where it's, I know you don't, when I know as relaxing as much as I get to sit back and listen, when I got the lady with the B6, B12, I said, oh, you got this here too.
Right.
I was, it's so many things, but you don't get to really enjoy because you're making sure everything goes good. How do you find your peace and your balance?
Well, I love to see other people win. See, a lot of people say that, but a lot of people don't really mean that in the heart. Mm-hmm. Like, I just posted some stuff on my Instagram showing three of my clients' success stories, and, like, I love that. Like,
one
I love to see
one
that.
One of your clients, female king, Sequoia.
Yes, Sequoia.
She's came to one of your, what was it, the...
We did, like, a celebrity meet and greet series.
Meet and greet at your... Was
loft.
We had it at the Tiana Von Johnson Loft. Yes, I love it. Went there and a young, how old was she then?
I don't even think she
had 18?
To be in the early 20s maybe.
Or whatever. She gave me a t-shirt and it said female king. But I looked at the quality and I was just like, oh, you on to something.
Right.
She's like, can we take a picture? I said, yes.
Absolutely.
And it was really weird. And now she's basically styling for a lot of people. It just took stepping out there.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people tell you no. Sometimes you'll meet somebody like me that's just like, I
like
this quality,
right?
And I like it like that.
Right.
I'll be wearing this. I'll take a picture. And a lot of times, you just got to know that when you give your product to certain people,
right,
put in certain people's hands, not only are they going to push you, they're going to push and they're going to make sure that you win. So
and just really quick, because you gave me some kudos, I have to give you kudos. Like, I have a lot of celebrity friends, but not many that's willing to come to a 10-person event, a 20-person event. You don't even... like ask those questions, at least not from me. You're like, what do we got to do? Is because I think that you believe in the mission. And so your heart and passion, when you get in front of these entrepreneurs and you, that one video like changes people's lives, like just because of your influence and your impact. So I appreciate that because it and that's all I'm about. I'm about who can we help.
I love how you bring people together.
I love
London,
it. I love it.
Flying, and the one lady that said she found out that her...
Oh, yes.
Was it her husband?
Yes.
Oh, boy, her husband was cheating. And she said, I watched him. I followed him. I didn't touch him. She said, and by the time he realized what I was doing, I cleaned out the account. And I just basically said, he thought that he was going to come back and...
Yeah, Glenda
and
Kroll.
Like,
it was
no,
her
like, no, you can, no, you can husband, go yep. be with who you've been spending your time mm-hmm. with and your money on. Matter of fact, you can't spend no money because I cleaned out all the accounts and juices. And I was like, I love you.
Yep.
Like,
and that's the type of...
Because a lot of people are scared to walk away. She was
absolutely.
Like, no. She said, I felt in my spirit. It wasn't the fact that about cheating. She said, I just felt that he wasn't giving me the attention. I was doing all of this and all of that for him. And I wasn't getting the same in return.
And that's what I get. I get so many women with stories like that. People that are broken and all that. And I'm like, God, why am I qualified to help people? But what I realize is that...
Remember you did the event with the movie.
Yes. Victim to Victory. That's another thing. I know.
We got to do another part two. Just promise me this. I know we're not supposed to make promises because they're meant to be broken, but we're going to do a whole woman empowerment series.
Love it.
Me and Alicia, who's the executive producer of the Little Mo show, you don't know, like, the people that make sure that I'm being seen in a good light. It's like, yo, we have to do a woman's empowerment
absolutely.
Series. So while we sit up top, it's just certain people I want to be a part
right.
of, and I want you to be
absolutely.
A part because I know that you literally, I've seen you speak life and healing, and I'm about to cry because you don't realize how much you've even helped me.
Yeah. Oh.
That's real because I don't listen to a lot of people because a lot of people, and it don't even be about like, well, how much is, it's not even about that. You know that when you have to move around, it costs money. It that is what it is. That's why I'm just like, yo, like, I have so much respect and love for you because there's a lot of people who try it, and I tell people, don't fall for them scamming retreats or
right.
workshops where I'm going to help you do some lashes and this and that, and thank you, I'm going to help you with this. And I'm just like, I was asking my makeup artist, I said, who certified or qualified these people to do anything? But you've been on Wall Street, you've been in the Bronx, you've been in the trenches, you've been, like, because they haven't seen the whole story of what I've seen, I'm just like, yo, if you've seen and been a part of what I can... Or anytime she has a conference, and now that I found out it's not just for the ladies, some of y'all men need to be empowered.
I'm doing a whole tour called Men Who Lead, and I just came up with this 2 weeks ago.
I know that's right.
Because I was tired of seeing, I'm like, where are the men that's doing it? Where are the men that's these, you guys are the head of the household. No,
so
right. Basketball, rapping, no. What else? What about building your $1 million brand?
Yeah.
You know, somebody that I dated, I helped him build a men's line. And like, come on, like, I'm all about, that's why men don't date me. They be like, Tiana, you treat me like a business plan. I can't do it. You treat me like a business plan.
Like,
but it's like, because I really, I'm all about, like, I just want everybody to win.
Because
like, I just want
what?
Us all
you
to
know
build.
What? I think that's the reason why it's you're a lot of people probably are afraid of you because you're so
I
independent.
Get it. I
you're
get
so
it.
Strong, but you're so humble. And I'm just like, how could you not? Yeah. Like, but one of the most feared things is not only a black man, it's a strong black woman.
Yeah.
And today I applaud you. Give everyone your Instagram again and where they can follow you and make
absolutely.
Sure they keep in touch and if they want to get their brand built and
absolutely.
Boosted, you know?
So catch me in your city, IamTheBrandTour.com or all things social media at Tiana Von Johnson.
Okay. And thank you to everyone that was here today. Okay. Clap it up. Clap it up for... sister with her trapping self. Yes, we be hey, that's what the young kids say. We trapping. There's a little sleep, but hey, it's worth it all in the end. Because I would say never judge anyone because you don't know their story and you damn sure don't know the sacrifices. But one thing you can say is I'm successful because at least I tried.
Absolutely.
And so thank you for that. I want to thank you to everyone that's tuning in and that watched, to my security. I know his feet hurt because he's been standing up peeking all day. I said, there's only 6 people in here, so I don't know who he can see. No, but thank you for tuning in because if you don't watch them, my kids can't beg me for Cash App deposits. I want to thank Next Level Publishing and the OG Podcast Network and mainly to everyone that can put up with my crazy ass because I know all my screws ain't tight. But, you know, thank you, Tiana,
thank you.
So much again. And to the next time.